Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Don Alenrico, and this is Business Kids Academy. I'm glad that you can make it today, or if you're not live, welcome to the recording. And today we're talking about, is there an entrepreneur within your child? There's a lot of things that it just shows that there are a lot of people who want to be entrepreneurs. I've been recently to I judged a competition at a high school, and it was put on by the local high school business professionals, America's Regional 3 Conference, and that was on January 12th here in Emmett, Idaho. And these kids, basically, they did different. Some were graphics. Some were, one was a television and a news presentation, which is the one I actually got to judge. And it was something that was very interesting to see kids actually bring things together. And these guys were in the 10th, 11th, and 12th grades. And it's just coming out in them now. In other words, in their later part of high school. But I think that it could be done a lot sooner with the help of their parents. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So if you want to call in and have a question for us, the guest call-in number is 646-668-8875. That's 646-668-8875. Give us a call and we'll answer some of your questions. Now, our country, many, many years ago, a couple hundred years and change, 250 years ago, it was built on principles that were sound, and they taught children entrepreneurial skills handed down from father to son. In other words, a father had a trade, and he taught his son to basically help him in the trade, and for the most part, you know, that was carried on. That's what the kid learned, and then that's what he went on and did. But as time went on and schools, in fact, it was in 1848 that Horace Mann went over to Prussia, which is now Poland. And he was studying the school systems over there, which basically it was like an assembly line. They would take a group of the same age kids and put them in a bucket. That means that about each classroom had a maximum of 30 students. And those students then would go from grade to grade to grade to grade throughout high school. And that's basically what the school system was set up over here. It didn't matter what the child thought, didn't matter how fast or whether they were ready, it just put them all along and took them along with the other kids of their age. That, like I say, brought over here a way to standardize, make it easier, but it just did not do anything to help the child itself. If a child was a slow learner, they had to move right along or they get flunked and go into the bucket behind them. If they were fast, there was no way of getting fast or jumping buckets ahead. And that's the way the school system's been set up. That basically, because of the Industrial Revolution, helped teach kids how to be employees. And being an employee, as we talked about that before, is something that our entire system is set up for employees. A month-to-month wages, bases, our banking systems, our credit systems, all of that is done on an employee, how an employee makes it. So here's what we're looking at in today's date. We've lost that handed down from father to son tradition in a lot of homes. Now, of course, my father, he taught me everything that he did, which he considered himself a jack of all trades. And I was jack of all trades and master of none. And I was the one who, after years, I took on the jack of all trades, and I've tried to be master of some. And so that's basically what I've been doing for, I don't know, past 20, 30 years, is mastering different things. And it's hard because you can't, it's hard to keep going and be proficient because you're being spread so thin in doing so many things, but it's possible. So let's talk about, as a parent, what is it that you can do with your child to help them learn? There, in the book that I've written that's called Business for Babes, we talk about the different things, the different skills that an individual needs to become an entrepreneur. Because as an entrepreneur, you will be wearing lots of hats. It's not like you just go and you're taking care of one thing and then you farm that out to somebody else. A lot of times you're the only person in your business, and you've got to be efficient in all the different areas. I usually have a chat on Friday mornings about 7 a.m. Mountain Time with Senator Stephen Thane, and Senator Thane is tackling many issues that that have to be taken care of as individuals, you know, as the children, as parents helping their children. But he has put together a program that helps children actually get as far as getting an associate's degree before they get out of high school. And that is making it available for them so that they can bring studies to them, forward to them. And anyway, he writes a book on prosperity, and he describes it like this. He says, if wealth must be produced before it can be consumed, then it stands to reason that each able-bodied adult has a moral responsibility to engage in the process of creating usable wealth. Each person has a moral responsibility to create wealth, which can be traded to others for the wealth that for the wealth they have created. If we all engage in production, then the pool of wealth is growing, which then can be accessed. The problem is that our current system provides resources to individuals without the expectation that they also contribute and work to replenish the pool of wealth from which they're nourished. If widespread poverty exists, that it is because a government policy limits access to natural resources, discourages or limits labor, and does not allow capital to form and flow through the economy. That becomes the problem for any entrepreneur as they're growing, because of the fact that they getting access to that capital sometimes can be a real pain in the butt. And so as a parent, you know, most likely, well, I mean, it's most parents are employees. I mean, there's a few that are entrepreneurs, and those who are entrepreneurs probably are ones who would listen to this. And so they understand the system and the perils that are fraught, it's fraught with in that system that makes it very difficult for an individual to move on up. So the question that we want to tackle, and that is one of the things that we have this all about, this program here, is to help individuals, whether they be employees or an entrepreneur, the self-employed person, or whether they be a business owner or whatever, and help them understand the process that it takes and those things that can be trained, a child can be trained with on the way up. I work with a gentleman by the name of Bob Corman, and Bob says that dreams come true when you learn what it takes to make them happen. I'm very anti this movement that happened probably around 2007. That was the law of attraction. The law of attraction, how it states that it just, you know, if you want a dream, just big dream big enough, believe that it'll happen, and then sooner or later it'll come to it. Sure, people have put in action, you know, take action toward it. But see, the thing of it is if you don't know what it takes to make things happen, then you are, it backfires on you, and then you don't accomplish your dreams. So you've really got to learn how to make things happen. In one of the books that I have and working, The Ease of Business Success, Bob talks about five business essentials. And the first one we're going to kind of talk about today is empowerment. And that's why I think that if we as parents, or you as a parent, understand and see who the parent is and who, look at your child. As a parent, you need to look at your child and see who that child, what's in within him and what their abilities are. And so then as a parent, we need to empower them so that they can think differently rather than become a doctor, a lawyer, a dentist, or an architect, or this or that, that they can actually think about what it takes to be a business owner, an entrepreneur, not just one thing within the system. And empower it, you know, one of the things, it's not always about the money. You know, it's nice to have money, but it's not always about money. You know, when you have your freedom and you're able to do the things you want to do, it makes a huge difference in your life. And to be empowered, you know, first is the belief that you can. And if a child is told all their life, you can't do this, you can't do that, you know, one of the things that was ingrained coming from an employee-minded individual, and I'm talking about father-in-law, his idea was to get a good job, stay with the job, and then retire there. And that might have been something that worked years ago, but it's not so much that it works anymore. Okay. I was just seeing that I've got not a problem. It's the call that we're on. looking at the call, it looked like somebody was calling me, and actually it's my host call-in line. When we look at being empowered with a child, or helping a child being empowered, it is, first of all, helping them with a belief. If they grow up simply telling them all the time that, yes, you know, and you're grooming them to do something great, that they can be a great person, not just simply send them to school, not just simply telling them get a good job, you know, go to school, get a good education, get a good job, and then you've got, you know, you got your money. That's an old school. It's not such a good thing being taught that way. You've got to teach them to be, believe that they can, believe in themselves, and then give them the tools so that they can believe in themselves and can go out and accomplish. And so one of the things that we do is we get a child, we give them strengths and abilities by teaching them, you know, what's going on, what to do, how to do it. I talk on, like I say, on Fridays, I talk with Senator Fain, and one of the things that we've recently done is put together a book, and I put some flashcards with Roman numerals on it, and those are to help my grandchildren, actually, but they're, you know, we provide them for other people as well. And because of the fact that there's addition and subtraction on it, and if people can understand the, you know, the ABCs of math, if you can teach people math, and which you know, it's lost. And there's a couple things I just want to mention about that is the fact that math is one of the skills that in any profession that is very important. And some of the times, you know, some of the things in the reading and writing, arithmetic, those were the three R's, reading, writing, arithmetic, instead of arithmetic. But anyway, those are the three skills that used to be taught in school, not so much anymore. There's a lot of things that the math has dropped way off. It's seen in our society. The Senator Thane was talking about that, and in the fact that, you know, before a child turns or gets into fourth grade, there probably should be about 1,000 hours that the parent should be working with. So giving them these abilities, you know, we have a lot more strengths than we think. And sometimes we just don't realize it. And if we can, and this is as a parent too, and if we're teaching our children, then we've got to realize that we can, you know, we can teach them and help them out and build these strengths and abilities as well. So if you've got strengths and abilities, it would be good to list them out and focus on maybe the top five that you have. And then try to transfer those skills, do what it would take to transfer that from parent to child, and things that have been good for you. And it could be anything, keeping a journal, writing, you know, keeping track of your finances, being meticulous in tracking things that you know are important. These are good skills that a child can learn growing up, and they will be important later on. When you look at business, it's not just a big, you know, it's not big magical thing. It requires the different skills that a person needs to grow up with. And those skills should not be pawned off onto the public school system in order for them to learn it. We should take an active role reading to a child. You know, a child who is read to has way different abilities than a child, you know, just stuck in front of a TV. Spend time, help them to, you know, have that communication between individuals. Don't stick them in a corner and just tell them to do the things themselves. You know, spending precious time with children, these are all good things that can help an individual as they grow up. Sometimes, you know, as a parent, some parents will consider themselves introverts, others extroverts, you know. Sometimes it's just because of maybe shyness helping them get over that shyness, helping them relate to other people, helping them relate to an adult, you know, talking one-on-one, having that communication with them, that's a very good thing. Teaching them to overcome obstacles, real and perceived. You know, some of the obstacles that we face in life are genuine. Some are just in our head. We have to separate the two, and we have to overcoming, you know, obstructing beliefs, and don't build in certain beliefs into our kids as well. That means as a parent, we need to examine the beliefs that we have. You know, like for instance, somebody thinks that if money is the root of all evil, well, it's the love of money. That's what the scripture says is the root of all evil. And if they treat it that way and have arguments because of it, instead of learning to make more, that is something, you know, that needs to be looked at. You don't need to pass that sort of information and those sort of characteristics onto your children. So, you know, these changing of past beliefs, you know, if you just keep doing what you're doing, you keep getting what you're getting. And you don't have to change, you know, so you not only have to change your belief about the world, but you must change the belief about yourselves. It's not always about the other person and how everything's treating you poorly, but how do you treat yourself? How do you treat your family? How do you treat the world, you know, and how do you handle obstacles that come your way? So it's really about changing your beliefs and what you can do about it. So if you can recognize within a child, you know, if you can recognize that they have certain abilities within them, then you as a parent can help them understand the importance of, you know, learning certain skills and they might have a gift for, maybe they've got a great gift for looking at something and knowing how it operates and how it comes apart. I started that very, very young. Being a mechanic is because my father, he was a mechanic, is one of his many things. And he passed that on to me. So at 10 years of age, he didn't say, well, let me show you how to do this. He just says, here, there's the wrenches. Just start taking the bolts apart. Remember where you've got them and then put it back together, make it run, and then finish mowing the lawn when you fix the lawnmower, you know. So it's about, you know, changing the things that you believe, not only about yourself, but you believe about your child, and turning the I can'ts or you can'ts into I can's or you can'ts. And that's what we're looking about. So if you look at empowering another individual, there's four key elements, and especially in related to business success. And so just a quick synopsis here. We'll take maybe a minute with each one, and then that's about all we get today. For our class or this online episode here. So these four key elements, the first one is psychological. You know, it's what's in your head, and you got to realize that you can transfer what's in your head to another individual if you're around long enough, setting examples, especially a child. You've got to realize that your children, they look up to you. They don't see your faults and your flaws and your mistakes until they're a teenager. Then they'll find every one of them. But as they're young, they're going to think what, you know, they're going to take you as the example that they have for them. So it's, you know, the first, the psychological, it's what's in your head. It's how you think about yourself, how you talk to yourself, and how you affirm, you know, and what you affirm, and this can damage your confidence. So, you know, a lot of times, well, I can't do that, I can't do this, I, you know, I was never good at this or that. You affirm it, and that can destroy your confidence. It's not about setting affirmations and all of a sudden you're good at it because you say you're good at it. You know, if you know you're not good at it, then learn about it, but don't go affirming it to yourself all the time, because that does damage your confidence. Now, the second area that we want to get into real quick here is physical. Now, you don't see a lot about this in books, but going into business, it requires a lot of stamina. It requires a lot of, there'll be a lot of stress, and you've got to be able to, you know, maintain a strong mind and a firm belief about what you're doing to overcome all of these different aspects. So it's draining physically and emotionally, and especially if you've got somebody telling you all the time that you're no good, you're worthless, you can't go anywhere, you can't do this. You've not only got to have the stamina to overcome that, but you've got to have the stamina to overcome your own stuff and your own head garbage and your head trash. So the key, you know, is here that you need to learn how to figure to get around that, how to prepare for it. And these are some of the things that teaching children to deal with the stresses of, you know, life and to recognize that their actions bring about consequences, and they have to be responsible for those consequences, as well as, I'm trying to understand how to make those changes. Okay, thirdly, we talk about skills and aptitudes. You know, you've got to have a lot of skills and aptitudes in any business undertaking. You wear lots of hats, just like we said before. And so some of these are innate, some are learned. Abilities are something you have to both harness and improve upon. You have both inherent and learned qualities. And if you can write those down and try to transfer those to your children as well, it's probably more than you've ever thought about doing and what's going on. All right, so let's get into this last one here real quick, and this is situational. And situational is something that is temporary in nature. You know, you can have an illness, you may need surgery, you may have a family member who's ill, or you have some financial issue coming up. These are things that cause many people to pause, but there's no need to quit. And so many situational issues can be overcome, perhaps not immediately, but in reasonable time. And you've got to remember that a dream delayed is not a dream lost. So you've got to learn how to work around situations and how to overcome them and become better at it. So I hope today that it's not just if you can see that entrepreneur within your child, but if you can do something to do something about it, so that you can become as an example to them. And whether or not you want to be an entrepreneur, you know, if they show signs of it, help them overcome these things, teach them, help them learn to read, help them to learn to communicate effectively, help them to do mathematics, not just don't leave all these things up to the teachers that are in school and that you're sending them there to be babysat for a little while. Don't depend upon them. Teach them yourselves. Help them understand that if it's meant to be, it's going to be up to you. So thanks for being with me today. I'd love to have you come in next week again at 2:00 Mountain Time on Wednesday. We'll do Business Kids Academy once again. So thank you very much. This is Don Alan Rico with Business Kids Academy, talking to you shortly. Business Kids Academy is a Q4 production, copyright 2019, Don Alenrico. And thank you very much.